Good evening, and welcome to the Sleepy Bookshelf. This season, we'll be reading The Great Big Treasury of Beatrix Potter. We know our listeners are as unique as our novels, and lucky for you, our bookshelf is varied with lots of different types of stories to lull you into a deep sleep. The following is a preview to give you an idea of what to expect from this season. The Great Big Treasury of Beatrix Potter is a collection of some of the most famous children's stories and short books by the famous British author, illustrator, scientist, and conservationist. They were all published during the early 1900s. We'll hear tales featuring beloved animal characters like Peter Rabbit, Jemima Puddle Duck, Tom Kitten, and Benjamin Bunny. These friends get into trouble and mischief and make mistakes, but always end up escaping or overcoming their challenges by the end. There are also some charming seasonal tales, like The Tailor of Gloucester. It follows a hard-working yet poor tailor who takes ill the week before Christmas, just as he's supposed to be making a fancy waistcoat for the mayor's wedding day. As he lays in bed, afraid he won't be able to finish it in time, the little mice who live in his shop get to work to help him out. We hope you will join us for this season. However, if you decide that The Great Big Treasury of Beatrix Potter isn't your cup of tea, feel free to explore the rest of the bookshelf. We're sure you'll find something to help guide you into a restful sleep. Now don't forget, our premium subscription offers additional stories to choose from. You can sign up whenever you'd like and listen to bonus content between the seasons on the main feed, or as an alternative to them. If you've already gone premium, we thank you so much for your support. Also remember, if there's a book you'd like to hear on the Sleepy Bookshelf, you can go to our website, sleepybookshelf.com, or use the link in the show notes to cast your vote. So if it's time for bed, why not choose an episode? Get cozy, and you'll be asleep in no time. Otherwise, I hope to see you very soon at the Sleepy Bookshelf.